أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The Ramadan Quran Reflection. This is the first part, and we will divide it into 30 parts, taking 1, 2, 3 ayats from the Jews for each day. The importance of Quran. In this blessed month of Ramadan, when the Quran was revealed, it is very important that we reflect and read Quran. Inshallah, each of us will be able to read the whole Quran in this month of Ramadan. We can do so by splitting it into the Jews. There are 30 Jews, and if we do one a day, maybe two if there's only 29 days in the Ramadan month, then we will be able to complete the whole Quran, inshallah. It is very important that we don't just read to read, but we also read and reflect on the ayats that are in each part that we read. In this video, I'm hoping to be able to present to you the importance of not only Quran, but the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. In Surah 2, Ayat 58, and when we said, enter this city and eat from it wherever you will in abundance, and enter the gate bowing humbly and say, relieve us of our burdens, we will forgive your sins for you, and we will increase the doers of good. Surah 2, Ayat 59. But those who wronged changed to a statement other than that which had been said to them. So we sent down upon those who wronged a punishment from the sky because they were defiantly disobedient. In a hadith from the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which is authentic both on the Sunni and the Shia side, he states, verily I am leaving among you two weighty things. You will not go astray after me as long as you adhere to them. One is greater than the other is the Book of Allah and my household. They will never separate from one another until they shall come to me at the pond in paradise. In a reflection from the previous ayats I just recited, the command of Allah to Musa gave instructions to the Bani Israel to enter the city through its gate prostrating and say, I seek forgiveness of the Lord and turn repentant unto him, because therein they would live in peace and harmony with plenty of provision. The Holy Prophet informed his followers, the Muslims, about another city with its gate. He said, I am the city of knowledge, and Ali is the gate. If anyone wants to come into contact with the divinely endowed wisdom of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he should first get familiar with Imam Ali alayhi salam. In Surah 2, Ayat 61, and when you said, O Musa, we can never endure what kind of food? One kind of food. So call upon your Lord to bring forth for us from the earth its green herbs and its cucumbers and its garlics and its lentils and its onions. Musa said, would you exchange what is better for what is less? Go into any settlement, and indeed you will have what you have asked. And they were covered with humiliation and poverty, and returned with anger from Allah upon them. That was because they repeatedly disbelieved in the signs of Allah and killed the prophets without right. That was because they disobeyed and were habitually transgressing. Those who do not pay attention to the declaration of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, where he states, I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gate, suffer spiritual degrading. and go astray. One sin leads to another. Disobedience at a lower level gradually makes man bold, and he begins to exceed the limits until he finally finds himself struggling to keep afloat in the deep waters of his sins, disconnecting all his links from the grace and mercy of the Lord. This is how the Bani Israel became the murderers of the prophets of Allah, because they all came with one message: there is no God save Allah. Exalted is the same matter. The Muslims neglected the command of the Holy Prophet about his Ahlul Bayt. First, they ignored the highest status of the Ahlul Bayt and then deprived them of their rights. Ultimately, they killed the holy Imams one by one. I think that if we take a deep reflection on this, we should all be very grateful that Allah has guided us to the straight path. Anyone who wanted to take a little bit deeper look into the hadith that I had mentioned in the beginning, then certainly you can Google that, and there's many places on, you know, Al-Islam, these things that do go into details about this hadith, why Sunnis and Shias both believe in it, and how some Sunnis will believe that the household, the Ahlul Bayt, and something else. We have a very deep understanding of what it meant. I won't go to too much details about that, because that's not really what this was about. Also, we have hadith that explain who the Ahlul Bayt is. Definitely go look into that if you want to. Take some more deep reflection on what I've just mentioned, inshallah. I hope that you guys enjoyed the first reflection. I just wanted to make one nice little hadith at the end here about the Quran and Ramadan, and it is a tradition by our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which states, everything has a best season, and the best season of Quran is Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.